Greetings, family of
Love
God.
Talk Radio.
Welcome.
Go ahead.
Greetings, family of God. It's a privilege and an honor to be in the midst of you on tonight. I welcome you to join us here at KS Radio as we partake of the bread of life. And we lift up the name of Jesus. This is Valerie Harris, and I have with me Pastor Willie Hunter as well. We already have two on the line ready to stand in agreement, touch and agree on anything, and believing that God will do what he said he'd do.
Amen.
Father God, we just thank you on tonight, God. Father, we could not have been here, but you saw it fit to bring us together once again. Lord God, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, everyone who's tuned into this line, Father, that you would bless them, that you would increase them, Father, that you would fill their hearts with hope and faith, Lord God, as we move forward in you, God. Father, I pray and I thank you that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, but we lift up the name of Jesus on tonight. You said that if he be lifted up, he would draw all men unto himself, Lord. And so, Father, tonight we just want to come before you and say thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, Lord. We bless your holy and righteous name. Holy Spirit, have your way, God, because you are the searcher of hearts. You came to seek and save the lost. So, Father, again, we say thank you. Amen and amen. I was sitting here on tonight, and I turned to Psalm 8 and began to read, and it reads as follows, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou might steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the Son of man, that thou visited him. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever pass through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is the name, is thy name in all the earth. Oh, we have so much to be grateful for because we serve an excellent God. His name is great. And when we look to the heavens, and we look at the things that he has created, oh, how marvelous. We can behold the beauty of his creation and know that he has given us, man, authority over his works. He's given us dominion over all of his works to take care and tend to the things that he has fashioned and made and spoken to existence. What is man that he is so thoughtful of us? I was looking at Moses back in Exodus when God had sent him back, had visited him in the burning bush, and was sending him back to Egypt. Now, if you remember Moses had murdered the Egyptians because he saw him mistreating one of his Hebrew brothers. And when Pharaoh found out and began to seek his life, he ran. And he stayed gone on the backside of that mountain for about 40 years. And then God shows up. And he have a talk with Moses. And he tells Moses that, hey, I hear the cry of my people. And Moses, I'm sending you back. I'm sending you, Moses. One who hadn't been heard of in years, one who hadn't been thought of in years, but he was born for the task that God already knew was in his future. See, God has a purpose and a plan for each and every one of our lives, and nothing has taken him by surprise. Remember, Moses was a murderer, but God turned a murderer into a deliverer. And then when God was giving Moses those instructions, Moses was telling God, but God, I'm not of eloquent speech. I can't talk. Starting with, that's in chapter 4 of Exodus, in the 10th verse. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth, or who maketh the dumb or deaf, or the seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. Moses was looking at his deficiency, but God was the supplier. God was the creator. Moses' deficiency didn't take God by surprise. But how many times have God instructed us to do something, and we look into ourselves, but God, I'm not worthy. God, I don't know enough. God, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. This task is so big. How can I accomplish it? Well, you can't. But God can. So instead of us looking to our deficiencies, we should be looking and relying on the all-sufficient one. God is omnipresent. He's always with us. He's omniscient. He's all-seeing and all-knowing. And he's omnipotent. He's all-powerful. There's no deficiency in God. And God doesn't make a mistake. We make mistakes. We make a lot of them. And we all have a past. But I'm so grateful that he sent his son to seek and save that was lost. I can say that because I was lost. And even today, I can look and say, God, I don't see where I'm worthy. Not in my own self, but you, God, are all sufficient. And if you say you would give me the words to speak, Lord, I will speak it. If you say, Lord, tell me where to go, I will go. Because my life belongs to you. Sometimes we look for things and we can't seem to find it. And I got a revelation out of that. I was looking for a box. I was going to send somebody something, some books in the mail, and I had this small box that I was going to put them in. I've been looking and looking and looking for that box for weeks, knowing that I had seen it somewhere. I thought maybe my husband threw it away. I thought maybe I threw it away. And then I went to the store to buy a box, and I couldn't find one. And then I went to another store, and they just happened to be throwing away boxes. So I picked up three, and glad that I had saved money that I didn't have to buy a box. And I'm taking the things out of the car, and I looked in the back seat of my car, and that was the box that I was looking for. That box I looked at every single day when I got in my car, and it never dawned on me that that was the box I was looking for. And I'm like, wow, God. God has a way of teaching us lessons and giving us revelation about a thing. Because I looked at it every single day. And that's the way we are. Sometimes the very thing that we're looking for is right in front of our reach, right in front of our eyes. I understand why Jesus stood up in front of the crowd in the synagogue and he said and read from the book of Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He's anointed me to open the blinded eyes." See, sometimes we just think of blinded eyes as people can't see in the natural. But God has called us to walk by his Spirit. Our spiritual eyes need to be open and alert. And if God has created us, just like when he told Moses, "Go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go." Moses said, "But I'm not of eloquent speech." Did he not believe that God could change his speech or use his speech? He told Moses, "What's in your hands? Pick up what you have in your hands." And Moses had a rod, and God showed him how to use what he already had. He wasn't looking for Moses' deficiencies. He was looking for what Moses had, what Moses was familiar with. Sometimes the very thing we're looking for is right before us. We're praying for a miracle. We're praying for healing. Right there in our hands, because he said in his word that he was wounded for our transgressions and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. Right there before us, our healing. He delivered us from every affliction. Deliverance right there in the Word of God. And all we have to do to obtain the things that we want to possess is to believe in our heart. Faith. He said that when he's coming back, that's what he's looking for. He's not looking for a perfect man or a perfect woman. He's looking for faith. Faith in what? Faith in the all-sufficient one. Faith in the one who created you and formed you, who knew you before you were in your mother's womb, knew you would make a mistake, knew you would commit a crime, knew you would fall short of the glory of God. Knew that you would be sinful, of a sinful nature. But he also knew that he could use you. When you create something, you know what you created for. God's no different. Even better than what we can think or even imagine. If we just look to the one. Look to the author and the finisher of our faith. No need in running. No need in hiding from him. Because he can see. He can see everything. He knows right where we are when we try to run and we try to hide. If I make my bed in hell, guess what? He's there. When I woke up yesterday morning, and I wake up early, and I was running late for church, but I was so caught up in worshiping God right here in my house, I began to hear him speak. He said, church don't begin in a building. Church is in you. You don't go to church to worship me. Worship begins when you open your eyes in the morning and you give me thanks. And you give me praise. When you begin to meditate upon me and pray to me and talk to me and love on me. The best worship you can give is the worship between you and God and you and God alone. We go collectively and we praise God and we hear a word from the pastor. Or we partake in the fellowship of one another to lift up his name. But there's an intimacy when it's just you and it's with God. Because if you have ears to hear, you can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. God wants to talk to his people. I'm not just saying talking to you through another person. But my prayer on tonight is, Lord, open my eyes that I may see what you have beholding right in front of me. The desires that you put in my heart, the vision, the plans, the purpose. Open my eyes that I can see. That I can look beyond the suffering, that I can look beyond the pain, that I can look beyond the worry into the eyes of faith. As Jesus looked beyond the cross and saw the joy. Father, let me see the joy. Let me see the joy of my salvation. Open up my deaf ears, God. That I can hear clearly what you're saying to me. Lord, let me not miss the things that you're trying to show me. Not any of us, God. I had this experience, and I'm not saying this to embarrass my husband in saying that. You know, at one part of our life, we were going through some troubled times, and I remember asking him for $2 so I could get something to feed the kids, and he told me no. That hurt me so bad that I never wanted to ask him for anything else. I work, I have my own money, and I don't bother him for a thing. But that didn't stop me from praying. Right? I'm praying that God is going to make me a better wife, fix my relationship with him. And one day I came home from work and he said, I put some money in your bank account. Now, this is many, many years later, you know, when the problems are over and we're getting along fine. And he said he deposited some money in my bank account. Well, I had money in my bank account. And my question to him was, what's wrong with you? Are you sick? Are you trying to get your house in order? Are you trying to tell me you're getting ready to die? That was my response to him. And it was as if he was trying to bless me, and I had so built up a wall that when the blessing came and the answer to my prayers came, I didn't see it.
Amen. Amen. Jesus.
I'm saying God must really have a sense of humor. And I had to recognize that because I had prayed for so many years and it appeared to me that it didn't happen, God had to humble me enough to see that he had not forgotten, and but in due season, at the right time, in God's time, he's going to give you just what he promised you. But can we wait? Can we believe? Can we hold on to the promises of God and press through pain and press through suffering and press through troubled times and seek God for the answer? Not only seek him for the answer, but believe him for the answer. We live in troubled times. But he said that if my people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. We don't have to judge somebody else, but we have to constantly make sure that our walk and our heart is right before God. God chastises those whom he loves. And the Holy Spirit will convict us when we fall into situations where we become judgmental and we're not walking in love and we're not walking in forgiveness and we're not walking in kindness and compassion, when we're not walking in the fruit of the Spirit. Because he's always teaching us and he's always perfecting those things which concerns him. Let's be mindful that we serve a mighty God. Oh, Lord, our God, how magnificent, how great you are in all this, in all the earth. What is me that thou art mindful of him? I pray that the words that have been spoken on tonight would encourage someone, will cause someone to not look at their deficiencies, but look at the all-sufficient one who made you, who created you just as you are, and he will use those deficiencies to bring forth deliverance to somebody else. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The lines are open.
Well, tonight is a night that God has said some words. How excellent is thy name, O Lord. How excellent. Your name is above all that I can think about. Excellent. Excellent is your name. And I want to teach. I want to thank you for teaching the word tonight, teacher, for what God has done for you. And to reveal to somebody out there listening how to help to just stay in line with what God is doing. And I can say this much. The God we serve is a justifiable God. He's a justifiable God. And I said it because of what we've been teaching and preaching and doing what God has called us to do. One other thing I would like to say this to you, and to help somebody out there listen. If you don't know Jesus Christ, the Savior of our souls, you need to get to know him, because you will not get into heaven without knowing him. And I want some to believe. Our sister goes to the prison and be down there with the prisoners. And she sees some things that she's had a rough time. But God has ordained her in the position she's in and the work she's doing. I say to everybody, pray one for another, that God may use what she's doing. It could be your son or your daughter in prison. It could be your cousin and your uncle in prison. But some way, somehow, God sent his son to open up those prisons. And there are a lot of people, the time we live in right now, don't you dare fool yourself. When you hear stuff coming out of Washington, D.C., you better look the other way and say, God, I need your influence. God, I need your knowledge. God, I need your help. What God is saying to me and you, we have to do it. And I want to thank Valerie tonight for Valerie, what God has put in your heart and what God put on your heart. And I will say this much. Tonight, the line is not too many people, not on the line, but somebody's listening in out there. And I challenge everybody. Just the other day, that young man jumped up and bam, 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 killed some people. Why is he going to spend eternity? If he don't repent, he's going to hell. Young man goes into a place and going to rob it. All this new technology they got today, don't you know that you're playing the game that the devil wants you to walk in? Even preachers, pastors, fivefold ministry. God has called us to a position to work together. As the word says, as you were teaching, it says all things work together for the good, not for the bad, for the good of those who do what God has said. And as the teacher was saying tonight, the only way it's going to happen, God's got to come down. And you know what I want to stop? What made me, I got kind of happy when she told my, talking about, she said, Willie, she said, Willie must be getting ready to die now. I said, wait a minute. I had to go back and hear that. I said, you're getting ready to die. I said, wait a minute. Hey, Willie, you out there? Don't leave, man. But it sharpened my understanding what God wants to do in men. Because we're supposed to be the caretakers of the women. We're supposed to take care of them, feed them, clothe them. Don't get in a big argument with them. Sometimes it's best not to say a word, let them talk. Because women go just like a hen. I'm not belly now. Women like a hen, they go cock-a-doodle, 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 doodle, cock-a-doodle. But you got to hear what they're saying. Sometimes it don't make sense. And most of the time it do make sense. But it comes to a point where God has put us right now. We're talking to thousands and thousands and thousands of people. But some people won't come on because they're ashamed what they have done. Ashamed. It's, I would say that with love, can we talk? That's the name of the program, Can We Talk? Well, I know that the time was far spent for the time we've dedicated it. Teacher, have you something else you want to say?
No, you mentioned that word shame.
Mm-hmm.
I say you mentioned that word shame. That's where the enemy wants to keep us.
Yeah.
Ashamed.
Yeah.
And but
see,
God wants.
But God.
But God.
But God.
You're queens and kings.
Mm-hmm.
Called by God for his good pleasure. He made both vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. But
mm-hmm.
everything that he made and created was for his pleasure. Let go of shame. Let it go.
Amen. Somebody told me today that they said, they don't know my gifts. I said, you do? I said, go ahead and name them. And she started naming out this gift, that gift. Well, I know you have a kind heart. I said, but you know, also, God has given me a spirit as a man, when he's in Old Testament, he called fire down from heaven. He called that it wouldn't rain for this man. I said, the same God that's in me, I have it right now. But I got to know what time I can use it. And sometimes we can do the wrong thing at the wrong time. Am I guilty of that? Yes, I am. Somebody said, well, you know, one of the things, when you read the book and you see what God is saying, I am love. I must be love. because love supersedes everything. And when the enemy, Lucifer is his name, he's a liar, Lucifer walked the heavens, had a place in heaven. But can you imagine that, teacher? The devil, Lucifer, had a place in heaven. Good God Almighty. Walk around with the angels of God. But he got big-headed, Sometimes do we get big-headed, teacher? Yes, I do. But God said, wait, hold it up. I want to let you. He said, you want to look better than my son? Now, my son was there when I said, let there be. Now, we brought you into existence. Lucifer, no, but I think I'm going to do better than what he's doing. I can do it better. God's okay, I tell you. Here's the deal. Here's the deal of the track. I'm going to put you on this place called Earth. For many days, it's going to be just void. And all of us is going to come live. I want to see what you're going to do. And that's where we are right now. We're in a place called voidness. But God has put a place where we can see the light. Hallelujah, somebody. I'm getting excited. Amen.
And
see, when they told me I couldn't talk, I'm talking better. The devil said, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure you don't speak no more. I said, you know what? You're the biggest fool I ever thought, but you're the bigger fool because God has given me the power to speak. When I couldn't speak, but I listened. I got quiet. Like you said, I got a place called I could talk with God, and God answered my prayer. Am I doing good? I'm doing a whole lot better than what you would think over there. But thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord, tonight for what our sister brought to us tonight. And anything else you want to say, teacher, before we close it all out?
No, I have nothing else to say, but can you close us out?
Well, yes. Father, tonight is a night that we just come before you. And we thank you for all the things that you have done for us. From the rising of the sun to the setting of it, you're still God. And beside you, there is none other. While you took us from place to place to place today, you shown us how to walk this thing by faith and not by sight. And tonight, Father, by my sister going to the prison, many people in prison getting set free because of testimony she gave somewhere in there. Somebody heard it. Somebody's getting set free. Even though they threw out some of those words that were put on the, but Father, we declare and decree that they shall come back up again. Those men and women down in prison, those behind the prison bar are abusing the people of God. Lucifer has put them there. Lucifer, let go of your hand on them in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just gonna have to come together and lift up the name of Jesus more now than ever. We got to abide in his name, Father. And Father, I want to thank you. When I was blind, my eyes were. When I was couldn't hear, I could hear you now. When I couldn't say a thing, but now I can say it much, much more. When I couldn't walk right, you taught me how to walk right. But I live right, Father. And I'm not jealous. I'm just giving you the praise. Giving you the praise and to love your name and to know your name, to praise you and to love you, Father. Yes, Lord. And tonight we just close it out, Father, with thanksgiving. Until we come back again, God bless you and God keep you. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen.
See you on the next time. God bless y'all. Peace. Mm. Yes.
Amen. God bless y'all too. Amen.
Amen.